Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I hope this podcast inspires you, encourages you, motivates you, challenges you, and jumpstarts your day. Yes, we are still in the song series. I probably could do this all year long. As many of you know, I love music, so I'm taking some of these songs, these secular songs, and just turning the lyrics around and thinking about it from a biblical perspective. Today, I'm addressing that 80s classic rock song, Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar. Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar. Man, I can't think of a greater song title that would line up with God's word than Love is a Battlefield. We are always battling the enemy. Many Christians lose that battle because they're totally clueless that they have authority over the enemy. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we will crush the enemy under our feet, under our heel. But we have to know what we're battling against. Many of us think our battle is against people, is against Democrats, is against Republicans, is against Dr. Fauci, is against Joe Biden, is against Donald Trump. No, our battle is against principalities of darkness. I want to go to Ephesians 6, 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Talk about a battle. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, which means we don't wrestle against people, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Man, we are in a battle. We are in a battle, folks, but we're not in a battle with who we think we're battling. Many of us are battling with people. Love is a battlefield, but our love is a battlefield to win people to Jesus, not to shoo them away, not to allow our spooky Christianity to cause people to run away from us. Now, don't get me wrong. I know we're going to be hated for the name of Jesus, but there's nothing worse than a spooky Christian. Love is a battlefield when it comes time to sharing the good news of the gospel. Because they have got to make a decision. Am I going to trust that what Jesus did is enough to save me? Or am I going to continue to walk in the ways of the world? Love is a battlefield. And we're wrestling not against principality. We're wrestling not against people, but against principalities of darkness. We are in a constant battle because we love God. We love serving Jesus. We love telling people the good news of the gospel. Love is also a battlefield in many people's homes. The divorce rate is higher in the, well, now I don't know if it's higher, but I know it's almost identical to the world in the church. That should not be the case. So I said earlier, we're not doing battle against people. That's from the spiritual standpoint. But at home, in our marriages, love is a battlefield. Because people forget what love really is. Love is thinking about somebody above and before yourself. 1 Corinthians 13 describes love perfectly. Love does not have to be a battlefield in your home, but it requires humility. It requires surrender and submission. It requires husbands to consider your wives as Christ could to love and consider your wives as Christ loved and considered the church. Wives, it's your job and your duty to submit to your husbands, not because he's greater or better than you, just as the leader of your home. And men, you better be the leader of that home. Love becomes a battlefield in our homes with our kids and our spouses when we choose to reject God and we choose to redefine what love means. A lot of people think that love is a feeling. Oh, I feel so in love. Sometimes love can be misconstrued when people have sex. Love and lust can be confused. God has the perfect definition of love. When it comes to our kids, the Bible says, do not exasperate your children. We need to encourage them in the word and not be spooky parents. I've done that myself. But what is the definition of love? And that comes from 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, guess what? I am nothing. Wow. If I give away all I have, if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. And here's what love is. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these things is love. A different translation in 1 Corinthians 13 says, love keeps no record of wrongs. Man, love becomes a battlefield when we keep a record of wrongs. When someone digs up something somebody did a month ago, oh, remember you did that, and it starts a fight. Love becomes a battlefield. There's so many ways love becomes a battlefield. It becomes a battlefield spiritually. It becomes a battlefield in our homes with our spouses. It becomes a battlefield with our friends when we refuse to say we're sorry, when we make mistakes, when we refuse to not talk about people behind their backs. Gossip and slander, love can become a battlefield. Social media, love can become a battlefield. Oh, people get so courageous. People get so courageous and so mighty on behind a computer. I'm amazed at what some people will say behind their computer. I hate to say it, but love becomes a battlefield when I read what certain people say behind their computer, because the old Marine wants to come out in me and actually crack some skulls. I know that's not biblically correct. That's where love becomes a battlefield. Because people will say anything behind a computer and not have 1 ounce of care or compassion or love for the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that they're spewing their hate and venom toward. Love is a battlefield when we lose focus of the one who loved the greatest, and that is Jesus. When Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, what did he do? He washed the feet of the disciples. My goodness, the Savior of the world washing the feet of his disciples. And we can't serve one another? The Savior of the world washing the feet of the disciples. And we can't send a kind word instead of a hateful word? Love is a battlefield when we lose focus of Jesus. Love is a battlefield when we get out of the Word. Love is a battlefield when we focus on the world and not the Word. Love is a battlefield when we walk in the flesh and not in the Spirit. Love doesn't have to be a battlefield. You make that choice. Make the right choice. Make the choice to love unconditionally. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.